So we say Easter egg hunt. A lot of people's minds go to kids kind of running on grass to find eggs. Our event is actually all indoors and takes place in the exhibit space.
And because the annual historic Betty Ford Easter Egg Extravaganza is inside the Gerald R. Ford Museum, children get a lot more than just an egg or candy. Here's Claire Schubert, the Director of Engagement and Programming at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Foundation.
We actually have educational stations set up throughout the museum, so kids get a chance to learn about President Ford and Mrs. Ford, to do a fun activity, and then, of course, collect a fun-filled little egg and eat some cookies, too.
This local event, of course, is modeled after the Easter egg roll at the White House, which Schubert says actually started at the Capitol and went through numerous changes over the years. She shares a bit of that history.
So years and years ago, kids had the day off, and so they'd all gather on the grounds of the Capitol building and run around searching for eggs. Well, not everybody liked that, and actually Congress approved what was called the Turf Protection Act, which outlawed using the Capitol's grounds as a playground because it was actually destroying the grass and the turf. So that's kind of, it had those kind of beginnings.
The free event will be held this Saturday from 9:30 to 11:30. Schubert says they are asking attendees to please register so they can get a good idea of how many will be in attendance. Just call 616-254-0396. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.